This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. Mueller enters the fray. Mr. Mueller. Where are you, Mr. Mueller? Anyway, Robert Mueller III. Now, I want to make sure you understand that this is prestigious. Robert Mueller III. Welcome aboard, Robert. I'm sure you've got everything in the Ukraine. Oh, did I say Ukraine? Wait a minute. I thought he was the FBI. No, he's not the FBI director. But when he was in the Ukraine. What is Robert Mueller's connection to the Ukraine? And by the way, that gosh darn Putin stopping 3 naval vessels from the Ukraine. Oh, guess what? The Ukraine. The rogue Ukraine that was, of course, sending missile components to Rocket Boy. What does that have to do with James Comey and John Brennan? How about Joe Biden? And John Kerry? Well, it has to do with money. And Mr. Mueller and, of course, you know, providing services such as delivering uranium samples. Then the trusted Robert Mueller got it done as the FBI director. See, you're selling the United States American assets, and you're using the FBI director to traffic samples to Soviet oligarchs. Now, don't you find it interesting that right now, Mueller, the plea deal for Manafort, now you gotta follow the names here now. Mueller's the guy, the same Mueller who's investigating the president. The same Mueller who's investigating the president. It's him, the former FBI director. Now, remember, he got to be the special counsel. He's really, you know, in the hierarchy, in the scheme of the FBI, he's a nobody, really. His position is nothing. just that. I mean, he's got this notoriety because he's investigating the president about the Russians, the Ruskies, and the so-called involvement of the president with the Ruskies, which there is no involvement, which is laughable, actually. And he's going to try and come up with some sick story. But Mueller, see, this is the problem with Mueller, is it's out and it's getting out about, you know, how deep state he really is in terms of, you know, helping the oligarchs, the Russian oligarchs. Now, don't you find it interesting that Paul Manafort, who comes along and is just a cursory person involved with the Trump campaign, that Paul Manafort was working with Russian oligarchs, but not for the noted reasons that Mr. Mueller and, of course, Hillary Clinton were working with the Russian oligarchs, you know, for uranium sales, that sort of thing. You know, he was doing other things on behalf of the Ukrainian government, which was being led at the time by Vladimir Putin supporters. He was overthrown, though. Shocking. Shocking. He was overthrown by John Brennan, right? That was John Brennan's first assignment. See, people don't remember these things. John Brennan's first assignment as FBI director, excuse me, CIA director, following the Benghazi debacle, he went and overthrew the Ukraine, the Russian supporting president of the Ukraine. That's what his job was, and he replaced it with a Nazi organization, and I mean real Nazis, real Nazis, who were sympathetic to, guess what? The Sunni Muslims, such as ISIS. Yeah, those same guys. The new Nazis, ISIS. The new Nazis. And who was providing funding for ISIS? Oh, Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, it gets into this. It's a circular thing now. Things are all kind of coming to a pustuous head with Mr. Mueller and this whole investigation. There's a lot of shadowy things that are happening. So right now, this is what we have, which I think we woke up to this morning, and I was really, really, you know, a lot of people were talking about Jerome Corsi and what he was doing, what he's been up to. He's been investigated. And now Jerome, you know, everybody kind of puts Jerome on the back shelf, so to speak. And the conspiracy theorist, he was a conspiracy theorist who came up with what's wrong with Barack Obama's birth certificate, right? And he wrote a book about it. And he's been on he's been on record being, hey, that birth certificate looks a little funky. And guess what? So, what did Trump do? He said the same thing, didn't he? He said, just show us the real long form of the birth certificate. Show us the original. Of course, we've never seen the original. We've seen what are really, truly phony copies, photoshopped copies of the birth certificate. In fact, they got caught photoshopping it, you may remember. So, but enter Jerome Corsi. He's been on this radio show several times. We interviewed Jerome Corsi when he was in Hawaii. He was in Hawaii in the Social Security Department checking out the Social Security number of Barack Hussein Obama. Where'd that all come from? That's another big mystery, isn't it? See, these are the mysteries of the deep that no one wants out there. But, you know, they are out there. They just don't want them back up again. They don't want them to these little facts to come out. So they investigate Corsi. Now, the reason why Mueller investigated Corsi is because I believe Corsi, that Trump was believing Corsi before Trump was president. And that's what prompted Donald Trump to say, hey, show us the long form. And you got to remember, don't you remember those briefings when Obama was the president and the press conferences and how everybody had their panties in a bunch? Mercy, even the boys, their panties were in a bunch. You could just see it on their faces. What do you mean, provide the... And then it got really indignant. And, you know, when people get indignant like that, you know you've struck a nerve. And, of course, they kept on explaining it away. And, of course, nothing, if you take a look at the fact patterns, all I ask you to do is take a look at the facts. That please do. And, you know, facts are stranger than facts, right? No fiction here, but just look at all the facts as someone would logically look at it. And you'd find there's, like, a lot of irregularities. And I think that prompts an investigation. So that's what Corsi does. That's, I'd say when I look at the facts and show me facts that are contrary to that, then I'll become a real believer, say hallelujah, brother, everything. But right now, I don't see any facts that really quantify and really are clear in my mind and other and really people that know that how these things work that show that it's a legitimate certificates. So, of course, he knows this. So, what did Mueller do? In order to squelch the lie for once and for all, what does he do? He goes after Corsi. You know, you got to take that lie and quelch it, right? So he goes after Corsi. Now, Corsi does this. He's investigated. He gets out there, and he asks him questions. He tries to cooperate. And he says, listen, I fully believe that I'm going to be indicted by Robert Mueller for, you know, some sort of lie or something made up. And this is what we're hearing now. We're hearing that Jerome Corsi will not sign a plea agreement deal. Corsi, whose role in Mueller's investigation into the Russian meddling in the 2006 election campaign largely revolves around the possibility that he was an intermediary between Stone and WikiLeaks, said he was offered a deal to plead to one count of perjury. This is what he said. They can put me in prison for the rest of my life. I am not going to sign a lie, Corsi told CNN in a phone call. And so is Paul Manafort, backing away from his plea. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. The state is rising. By the way, grievance number 45 today.
These kids don't stop coming, do they?
Aren't you tickled about that? I'm excited. For 45 weeks now, since the Declaration of Independence in New California, we have been reading a grievance once per week. For 45 weeks. Are we sick? No, we're trying to save lives. Today's grievance is about mass murder. I hate to be so blunt when I do the radio show, but, you know, somehow I feel more comfortable in my skin being honest about these circumstances than Jerry Brown might feel about lying about his. Just saying. Anyway, so we have read 45, well, it'll be 45 after today. And boy, do we have a doozy today. So, you know, put your panties on, Jerry. Here we come again. Okay, so there's just a bevy of news going on here. A bevy of news. And we're going to talk about Putin and all this other good stuff, so you understand. We're coming from a completely different perspective, because I think we have the facts where most news services don't have the facts about Putin and about what he's all about with ISIS and so on. And it's the ideological divide. We'll kind of get into that. I really, really like the way the president is handling the circumstances right now with all the things going on. First of all, today's stories, we're going to be talking, yes, about, we just got done blasting Mueller for the moron. Moron is the good word for him. Moron. And all his stuff is going to come to fruition, and we're going to find out about his crookedness. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a flipping of the script. All these people in the FBI that have been part of his little deal out there, They're going to get investigated. And when they do, shocking. Shocking facts will come out. Guaranteed shocking facts will come out. It'll be brutal. And he may go to jail. There may be a Mueller perp walk. And I'm saying maybe. I can't say for sure. I'm not going to go out on that limb, but I'm just suspicious. And, of course, we've got the tinfoil hats on. So, the tinfoil hat brigade of Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so listen, I might... being sarcastic enough. I don't know. But anyway, also the border situation, we've got news and information on that coming up, and about the numbers, the millions keep rising in terms of those that are going to be arriving at the new shores of the United States of America. Well, I'm sorry, at the border. And of course, that border is just going to get bigger, stronger. There's going to be more wire. There's going to be more building. There's going to be all these things going on. And people are not going to be able to stop it. I mean, stop us. We will stop them. We will. And, you know, what's going to happen, obviously, is, some stranger-than-life things going forward with this whole thing. Okay, so also, what's her name? Cindy Hyde-Smith, Mississippi. This is a big deal. Right now, we're standing at 52 senators in the Senate next year. That one. Now we have a runoff in Mississippi, and the runoff has turned sour. Now, Cindy Hyde-Smith made some sort of reference to a public hanging in jest, and of course, in Mississippi or anywhere, actually, don't make those kinds of comments in jest. That's just what you do not do. Because people will misconstrue you. How'd you like the way that went together? I'm serious. So you just don't do that. And, of course, in this high-intensity, or I should say super high-intensity, traumatic arena of racial animus, to say anything about a hanging, it just leads to you being called a racist, of course. Naturally. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what race you are. If you're an American citizen, guess what? You get sacked. You get tagged with that thing. You know, it's kind of interesting. In New California, actually, in Sierra County, there's actually the last set of gallows ever used that's in public hanging. Just a little historical. It's also the Sierra County in Downeyville, it's called. And then there's a little newspaper up there. It's the longest-running paper newspaper in the western United States, west of the Mississippi, actually. And Mark Twain used to actually write for it. It's called the Mountain Messenger. And it is great. It is comes out once a week. It is great. But it's the longest running continuous paper newspaper in the western United States. Will it be the last? Now, that's, printed ink, that sort of thing. But anyway, get down to that gallows. It was used in the 1840s or, no, 50s or 60s or something. The last public hanging in California was done there. And it sits right in front of the courthouse. of course, you have to understand Downeyville and all the craziness that went on there. It was a gold rush town. And boy, did they rush the gold there, and did they get gold there? Lots of gold. It's not too far from, guess where? The Gold Lakes Retreat, Sardine Lake, Salmon Lake. Oh, it's beautiful up there. Absolutely gorgeous. And, which is a hop, skip, and a jump by way of the crow flying from guess where? Oh, where the fire started in Paradise. Yeah, just right down the Feather River Canyon. That's where it's at. Isn't it interesting how these little things? And it's a gold-laden area, as well as Paradise and Magalia is a gold-laden area. So we're going to, the hanging thing. So anyway, this Donald Trump yesterday came in and did actually two speeches in Mississippi on behalf of her, because we want her to be the 53rd senator. Don't you think? Be a pretty good idea. If we had 53, it'd be 53-47. Man, they would, that, see, this actually means, I think, a little bit more to most people to have the Senate with such good numbers, 53-47, rather than have the House under the circumstances that are there. Now, but the other thing about the House, it's strategically Donald Trump had to give up some of his people in the House, some Republicans that weren't, that were still deep staters. And the other thing, too, it's a question of loyalty with Donald Trump. And I mean this. It's a question of loyalty for Donald Trump. And I'm going to go back to 2016, the Gaylord Hotel, and CPAC. Okay? I'm going to go back to that. Because Donald Trump was offended by all the Fox people. Mm-hmm. The Fox contributors, not the main ones. You know, Sean Hannity was there. He was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I caught one of his footballs, by the way. Absolutely brilliant. And he came out and really supported just the whole process and that we needed to pull together as a party to win, to elect whoever it was. And, of course, it was really obvious he had his loyalties towards Donald Trump. But nobody else did. With the Fox Group people, that's when, you know, Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and all these other, I hardly ever name those guys, but they need to be called out because they were not Fox supporters. In fact, they were part of the Trump supporters. They were the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers. And there was just strong hatred towards Trump in those groups. And I would go along Radio Row to do the radio show, and all of a sudden, boom, bam, yeah, everybody's hating on Trump. And so they come to have everybody goes into the main ballroom to watch the debate with Donald Trump. And they're just hating on Trump. Trump people watch, get up and leave. Well, you know what? There were a lot of politicians who felt that way. And a lot of members of the House of Representatives who jumped on board the anti-Trump thing. Miraculously, the public spoke against him and they're not back with us in the next 2 years. I wonder what that's all about. I don't know. I'm just speculating, but probably the word is you should probably not be a never Trumper. He has a big memory.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Boy, do we have a lot of work to do. This whole thing about the election of Heidi Smith and all the stuff that's going on there. Trump, God, the guy's just got, he's got real steel, you know? To go out and do all these different things. To do these rallies is really strenuous. I mean, you know, I'm doing like, you know, two and three, sometimes four speeches a week. I'm like going, God, that's tiring. But a guy gets on an airplane, jumps around all over the place. He's in his 70s. And, you know, it's just absolutely craziness. He's out there running around giving great speeches. He does. Anyway. Sean Hannity last night talking about sovereignty. We're going to talk a little bit about how, you know, this is where the border thing comes in. But guys, so that you don't know, you know, there's a couple of things. A couple of things you don't know. This is kind of a strange combination of things, but I guess it somehow relates to itself. This is talking about the forest floor and the management of the forest and the foothill areas, the chaparral and all that stuff, and how the state of California has completely failed to do that. In fact, they've run away from their responsibility. It's clear that they've done that. With a little chemtrail enhancing, you can get mass murder going on. That's really what it is. And but the other thing is about border sovereignty. Two concepts that are difficult to understand. Why would you want to clean up the forest floor to prevent forest fires? That doesn't make sense, does it? To some people, it doesn't. Now, if you've lived in the forest, like I've lived in the forest for years, you get it. You keep your property clear of duff, and the forest floor in particular, and it won't burn, by the way. You keep the flames from building up to about 20 feet where the pine trees are, and it won't burn. But, you know, if you don't do that, then you got problems, you got issues. Then the fire will flash on you. And, you know, especially in a forest fire, what happens is if it burns at the bottom, it burns at the base of the trees. And, by the way, when burning starts to top, it's called crowning in forest fire talk, in parlance. When the tops of the trees start to burn, you know you got a real rager. But then, you know, like in the case of what happened in the Paradise Fire, gee, man, Christmas. There's other things going on there. We're going to talk about that. But I want to get the concept across to you that sometimes things are difficult to understand and comprehend. And this whole notion to some people thinking that somehow global warming, see, they're mixing it up. They're talking about Al Gore and Jerry Brown and all the other guys, and anybody, all these climate hoaxers that are out there. They're mixing it up. And they're trying to confuse you with the terminology. Global warming started these fires. Really? Global warming is a result of these high-intensity burns? Yes, it is. Well, and then here's the fact check on this. And this is why they're the comment about this. This is where the confusion comes into people. Wait a minute. Let's do some fact checking on this, and let's take a look at the fires started. But what started the fires? And then, when the fires were started, how come did they burn so intensely? Well, it's called because of the duff, the buildup of all the biomass, as they call it, on the forest floor, year over year over year. California, listen to this, has not had its forests properly timbered, in other words, logged, for at least the last 30 years. So trees are literally dying and falling in the forest. Everybody says, oh, that's good. We got home for raccoons and chipmunks and marmots and all this other good stuff. The problem is it builds up if you're not clearing it. There's whole industries that have been put aside here in California for clearing the forest floors. Hundreds, thousands of workers would go out and help with the clearing of federal and state property of the forest floors. That industry is gone. Logging is gone. So where it's going to go? Where's it going to go? And then what's going to happen when it burns? Hello? That's not climate change. That's irresponsibility. And when the government adds to that irresponsibility by not providing the funds or the direction or the requirements, the legislative mandates to do this stuff, when the governor actually vetoes bills to do this, then you have a potential for absolute disaster when a fire breaks out. And guess what? Shocking! Fires break out, and it's an absolute disaster. Now, how did climate change cause that? It didn't. That's my point. Switch gears now and go to the concept of sovereignty. The concept of sovereignty and borders. I'll do the border thing first, see if I can get the border thing going on, and we understand what sovereignty is. Because it's so important to get this concept. It's a critical concept for people to understand. Sovereignty. Sovereignty is and borders, they all run about the same. And sovereignty is not, I'm telling you, it is not what they want with the one world order, folks. The globalists, such as Jerry Brown, And all the people like George Soros, all these people that are fighting us and want to destroy this country, Al Gore, all these progressives, they do not want us to have borders. They do not want us to have our own sense of sovereignty about us. They're not into that. They want to destroy that. See, they think the world should be borderless. There should be no borders anywhere. It should be one world order. Okay, so if it's one world order, if it's one world order, who's the one person in charge? Get it? Who's the one person in charge? What does it mean, sovereignty? It's a noun. Supreme power or authority. Supreme power or authority. Dominion, power, ascendancy, hegemony, domination, authority, control, or influence. Their sovereignty over the lands. Okay, so I'm in my home. You're in your home. You are the sovereign of your home. You have dominion. You have power. You have supremacy. You have rule and jurisdiction of your own home. Get it? And when people get together, they oftentimes want to declare supremacy and sovereignty and power and authority over areas that they can claim for themselves. And so it is that we in the United States of America did that, came up with the process to do that, and execute it. And it started with a document known as the Declaration of Independence. That was the first document designed for sovereignty, for self-rule, of people with a common thread that they wanted independence, they wanted liberty for themselves and for the future of this great land. They wanted domination and authority and control and influence over what? A king. A monarchy. They wanted to get rid of the oligarchies and the monarchs. This is what our founding fathers did. So sovereignty, they claimed. And it started with the Declaration of Independence. And it's ended now with 50 states. And guess what? New California has claimed its sovereignty over the 51st state. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Okay, so we want control.
Yes, we do.
Over our sovereign lands. You see, we established this government here in the United States of America. The pre-establishment, but we put the stake really in the ground with the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And from that point in time, we were telling people, we want to have autonomy. We want to have independent self-government and self-rule right here. We want sovereignty, freedom, home rule. That's what we want. And so we claimed it. We had a claiming process, and the process was built into the Declaration of Independence and continued on to the Constitution and ultimately to the Bill of Rights, God-given unalienable rights. The Founding Fathers made it very clear that we have divine right. We, the human beings on the planet here, have divine rights. And we as Americans have only those rights given to us by God. God gave us these rights. Listen, people don't understand that if you don't have a relationship with God. Let's start there. I get that. But there's a lot of people who are godless who don't understand what I'm talking about. Kind of gives a whole new dimension to godlessness, right? I know everybody's thinking, how can you understand this sort of thing if you're godless? Maybe they're more godful than you think. But they have a belief system that we have our own divine right to freedom and liberty. Our own right to sovereignty had never been done before. And for us to be declared independent so that we can self-govern ourselves was absolutely a new concept on the planet. It's the most powerful thing that's happened since the Bible, since Christ. Gee, don't you think these people fear that? You bet. Those that hate sovereignty, those that want to have their own sovereign over us, the monarchs, the oligarchs, the religions, the religionists that don't want us to have our own sovereignty, guess what they want? They want one world order. They want us to break down our sovereignty. Now, what guarantees us our sovereignty? In so many different areas. You see, the Founding Fathers recognized everybody has a right to sovereignty and everybody has a right to self-rule. So they said, okay, let's set up this whole design for self-rule in the Constitution. So they did. And it allowed states to have their own rights and sub-states known as counties to have their own rights and their own authority to have self-determination, to have their own claim, their own hegemony over their areas of jurisdiction. And those what separated them all were called borders. Ah, borders. And the United States had set up its borders. And then the sub-borders of the states were set up, each state having its own borders. Borders have value if you want to be your own sovereign. But you see, the term sovereignty goes right out the window with the globalists. They don't want you to have self-determination because you can't think for yourself, right? Anybody who has this notion within them that they have a constitutional right of sovereignty, that they have this right of self-determination, their own dominion and power over their own property and rights and so on. They don't want them anymore. They have got to go. They have got to be exterminated. And right now in California, they're playing this process out. I want you to think about that. The globalists are playing the process out. They're burning us out. All the rural lands, the last bastion, if you will, in which you can have land and value in any large amount, where you can have your own property, acres, and have your own sovereignty over your own land, is being taken away from you. And it's being burned out in many places, such as in Paradise, California, where we now have nearly over 100 counted, I think, at this point in time, that are dead. 800 still missing, with a number that could go as high as 3,000 missing. In a firestorm that was completely preventable. Completely preventable, but is by all means, by any notion of investigation, simple investigation, it points the finger right at the totalitarians that run this state, that do not want you to have your own autonomy or sovereignty. The finger points right at Jerry Brown, right at this monoparty legislature, right at the bureaucracies that have fostered all this, right at the local officials who have been a party to it. It's a little scary to be living in a state in which mass murder seems to be the thing to do now. And they've elevated themselves. It's been a step function increase over the last 8 years to get here. And, of course, last year, they almost tried a million people being killed at one time with the Oroville Dam, which still, by the way, is not repaired properly. And we have rain kind of pour in here like crazy over the next month. Fill up the dam, and then what? And, of course, what's going to happen to the burn area over there in Paradise? All those bodies being washed away. Because why? They were burned to dust. Think about that. Pretty high temperature. But then also, of course, all the things that went along with the fire. People not being able to get out, specifically by design. The high heat, specifically by design. So many things by design. The lack of any early warning system, specifically by design. Sovereignty and borders. The president is fighting for our sovereignty and maintaining our borders right now. The war is on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Some fire action here. People escaping the fire in Paradise on the 8th.
Wow. Fucking Paradise.
Oops, can't say that. Paradise is gone.
And these houses that they're next, they're right next to them. All the embers are going up on them.
It's kind of interesting to watch this, having been to this location exactly where they're in fact, the road that they're driving on right now is a road that was an Agenda 21 road. Yeah, the traffic calming, traffic calming, they call it. And they had four lanes, and they reduced it down to two just before the fire. Makes you kind of wonder now, doesn't it, why they would do such a stupid thing. Anyway, talking about all these mass buildings on fire and the fire and how it came and all that stuff. It's just kind of amazing what's going on here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And I want to thank you again for your future listenership. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.